call the roll?
Mr. McMackins.
Here.
Mr. Mullins. Ms. Gannon.
Here.
Ms. Thomas.
Here.
Chairman Duggan.
Here.
Madam Chairman, you have 4 members present. You do have and 1 member absent. You do have a quorum.
Okay. Number 1 is to approve the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda, the revised agenda.
I second.
Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Ms. Thomas, seconded by Ms. Gannon to approve the revised agenda as presented. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullen, I'm sorry, Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Ms. Thomas.
Aye.
Chairman Duggan.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 4 approve, none not.
Before we go to the second one, will you read our policy on special call meetings?
I will. Those in the audience, if I'll minimize this, and I can't minimize when I'm recording. So
there you go. You can click.
Now I can. Now we can go there. Well, I thought I could. May go to board policies. This is a good place to educate. If you want to go to board policies, go to district on our website and hit board policies. And then this board policy, it's under really board operation. It looks different from this side. But this is 1.400. So you can see, you can go and read our policies. This is school board meetings. And let me see where my thing is at so my spectacles can come. You can see here we have different types of meetings, regular meetings and special meetings. Board shall hold such special meetings as necessary to transact the business of the board. Such meetings shall be called by the chair whenever, in the chair's judgment, the interest of the schools require it or when requested to do so by a majority of the board. And that little 4 means it comes from Tennessee Code annotated. Only business related to the call of the meeting and details related to the agenda items shall be discussed or transacted by the board at a special meeting. And there's the board, the law does allow for electronic attendance. Now, it was loosened during COVID. It is back now to where you can do electronic attendance if you have work, a family emergency, or the member's military service. So, yeah, and then it has some things about military service there. And a quorum of the board must be physically present at the meeting. So, one person is out, you're fine. If 2's out, you're still good. If 3's out, you are not good. So, any member wish to participate electronically must do so using technology, which allows the chair to visually identify the member. FaceTime or something like that, or Zoom, long as you can see them, that you can physically identify, that's who it is. And the responsibility for the connection that lies with the board member wishing to participate electronically. So, and then it tells what is actually work-related. And then there's some conditions there, and also what is considered a family emergency, too.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Number 2, approve offer to purchase surplus property, Auburn Elementary School, 150 Ventries Avenue, Auburntown, Tennessee, 37016. Mr. Curtis.
Mr. Russell is here, and he will advise you as to what he has been notified of as of just a few moments ago.
You can come up to the table.
Yeah, please.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
All right, so I received 2 offers for the property, for the school and the gym.
Okay.
So the first offer, $905,000 cash, no contingencies such as inspection, financing. Closing date of 9/9, September 9th. Buyer pays title expenses, $100,000 earnest money. The buyer provided proof of funds, and the buyer is unrepresented as well,
okay,
which lowers the commission. And he's also agreed to these special steps. So as is, seller to remove all debris from the school and the gym. Our building by the gym will not remain. The water fountain in the school will not remain. And the buyer will allow the seller to leave any personal property. Did y'all get a chance to look over that offer?
We did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Melanie's going to move some sort of building and a
water that building. Fountain. Yes, it's that building with the red rooftop. I think it's metal.
Okay.
It's right by the school. I mean, by the gym. Okay. So, I mean, that's a really nice, smooth offer, easy offer. Second offer, So it's a purchase price of $933,000. Of course, it's got a lot of contingencies such as financing on this one. Earnest money is $9,400. 30-day inspection period, 7 days for resolution. Closing date, November 30th. And start of the pay title expenses. On this one, it's contingent upon third-party financing, contingent upon appraisal. The buyer is also asking for the seller to agree to a 30-day extension for any reason outside of the buyer's control, such as appraisal, survey, the bank. And so that's pretty much it with that one. And y'all had a chance to review that one as well?
We did.
A lot of contingencies. And there's Exhibit B. Did y'all get that? So that's going more into the contingencies.
I did. It's in the back part of the that offer that I sent whenever that was Saturday, I guess, when we got that offer. Is that right?
That's correct.
Is this ADARO1? No, that's something.
The one sent it.
Yeah.
46, exactly.
But it just goes more detail of all the contingencies. There's a lot of contingencies.
A lot of in that one.
Yes. I mean, we're looking at a longer closing date. We're looking at a lot of contingencies. A lot of things can go wrong.
Anybody have any questions? We need to make a motion on this, correct, Mr. Chairman?
That is correct. You want me to make a motion that this you would like to sell this surplus property to this particular buyer for this particular amount?
He's going to give you time to get the library books and things out?
Yes, Stephen, you want to talk about that?
Well, 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks to close them, September 9th. So.
And this buyer will personal property that is left there, he will
just
assume if we don't. Want it, and then if the board...
There's not much left in there.
No. But there's, Melanie will tell you there's not a whole lot that's there.
I think it's a great offer. The $905,000.
There's been no other interest at all, these two, and that's it.
I've had showings, no other offers.
No other offers.
I make a motion we accept the $905,000 offer with no contingencies.
I'll second.
Mr. Gersh, please call the roll.
If you'll give me just a second.
Absolutely.
Right. Because those are the motions that I don't prepare until now.
All right.
And you want me to list the buyer, that's correct? And I would do so for the record.
Yes. I just didn't know if we could do that.
Yeah.
You can now if they're accepting that. Is that right, Stephen?
I don't know how y'all do it.
Okay, yeah. Because then it's public knowledge. This is who did this. Motion made by Ms. Scannon, seconded by Mr. McMackin, to accept the offer of $905,000 for Auburn Elementary School, and I'll list the address in the motion, by Mr. Ed Schultz. Mr. McMackin.
Aye.
Ms. Scannon.
Aye.
Ms. Thomas.
Aye.
Chairman Duggan.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 4 ayes, no nays.
Is that school and gym?
Correct.
Number three is the surplus. Oh, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Sorry, I was moving on. Number three is the surplus library books. Transfer surplus library books to Humphreys County School System in Kentucky and
in Waverly.
In Waverly, right. Tennessee. Who, Mr. Curtis, do you want to say?
I do. We're looking at surplus library books that. Our restructured schools are not in need of. Most all of these are duplicate titles. meaning this other schools have these books in their library and are not in need of additional titles of these books. These have been sitting there. What I would like to do, and if you don't care, I'd like to read one email that I got today. I had approached Mr. Richard Rye. Richard and I have known each other since we've been directors. Great guy. We've been on hikes together when we did our superintendent's thing.
He's in Waverly.
And he is in Waverly. This is Humphreys County, Waverly. And he spoke very eloquently last year right after the flood. And he got to get away for just a couple of days in Gatlinburg where a conference is held. And I really felt for Richard and told him that's anything we could do. We've stayed ready. Many school systems assisted them. Some gave them portables. Some gave them school buses. Some transferred school buses. And I say giving them. They transferred their buses to the Waverly school system. And I told Richard, I said, Richard, you need anything that I could possibly do. Because they're small, like what we are. Right. Very similar to our size. And I said, Richard, thanks for our recent telephone conversation regarding library books from Cannon County Schools. I know this must be a crazy time for you and your school district after recent events in your community. This summer, our school district, Cannon County, Tennessee Schools, has had major restructuring that has resulted in the closure of 3 K-8 schools. Our facility supervisor and some school board members recently thought about these surplus library books and their possible use. I said that we knew each other and I would reach out to see if your system had need of these surplus books. Cannon County Schools would be honored to donate these books that will not be used by our school system. These books are currently being boxed up and have been previously cataloged in the Follett system. These schools have been closed effective July 1st, 2022, and the Follett subscription has not been renewed. However, our technology department believes that this could be recovered in the Follett system by Follett, especially since this in this exceptional circumstance. Richard, the Cannon County Schools would be honored to assist your school district and would be willing to rent a U-Haul and bring the books to Waverly, Humphreys County, Tennessee to assist in bringing back a sense of normalcy for your students. We, the entire county, Cannon County Schools family, look forward to your reply. And he said they spoke to his library head that works with Follett, said that she didn't think that'd be a problem to recover. We spoke about what we needed right now, and if it was all right with you and your board, we would go through what we need and then pass on the rest to Eastern Kentucky schools if there are things we do not need. We would take care of getting the books to them and definitely give credit to Cannon County Schools. Just let us know when it's a good time to come, and we will have the workers here ready to unload. Thank you, your friend, Richard.
Wonderful.
And also, that was email number one. Email number two, since we do have three schools, we do believe that we could also assist other schools. And I got in touch with Ms. Denise Yontz, who is the superintendent in Letcher County Public Schools in Whitesburg, Kentucky. That is a very, very rural area of Kentucky. If you don't know how the geography is, you think we're rural. They are really, really out there. And I sent her a very similar letter or email, and she said, Mr. Curtis, wow, that is awesome news. We definitely can use some books. We've had a wonderful response in our drive and have received a great deal already. So I'm not sure we could take all three schools' books. You can give me an idea of how many that is. Your kindness is humbling, and we appreciate your support from all of our students. Sincerely, Denise Young, Superintendent, Letcher County Public Schools. I think it's one of the best things we could do as a system to assist others who are in need, that these are surplus materials our teachers have gone through. What I would like to do is to, and that's what I'm saying with the motion, with discretion of Cannon County Director of Schools in this motion, that you give me the discretion. I'm going to get our librarians, and we're going to box those up with our librarians, and we're going to catalog those in what, if it's fiction or nonfiction, and approximately how many books are in each box, so that when they get there, they'll know this is fiction, this is nonfiction, this is whatever.
Make it easier for them.
It'll make it a lot easier on them when they're doing that. And in the Tennessee schools, not so much in Kentucky, but in our Tennessee schools, there is a new law about cataloging your library books. And so you are, this board is aware of that law.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm saying the Follett is going to be very much so. And we could do the same with the Kentucky schools, but it'll be easier with the Humphreys County school. Mm-hmm. So in this motion, I'd ask that you would transfer these surplus library books to Humphreys County school system, and I give the address, and possibly Letcher County Public Schools in Whitesburg, Kentucky, with discretion of Cannon County Director of Schools. That's how I'd like you to, that way I've got full authorization by the board to move those books to where they need to go.
I make that motion, that we transfer those books to Humphreys County.
I second. Mr. Curtis, will you please call the roll?
Motion made by Ms. Thomas, seconded by Chairman Duggan, to transfer surplus library books to Humphreys County School System 2443 Highway 70 East, Waverly, Tennessee 37185, and possibly Letcher County Public Schools 224 Park Street, Whitesburg, Kentucky 41858, with discretion of Cannon County Director of Schools. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas?
Aye.
Chairman Duggan?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 4 ayes, no nays.
Okay, and then 4 weeks to adjourn.
So, Madam Chairman, before you do so, if I could have just a moment. And I'll be a moment.
Yeah, you could.
Madam Chairman, you were out at the regular meeting of the board back a couple of weeks ago. So first off, I'm going to give you some motion sheets that are empty. And the second thing I will give to you is a plaque. And it states, Cannon County Board of Education is honored to present this plaque to Jennifer Duggan in appreciation for your dedicated service as a school board member to the Cannon County School System this August 11th, 2022.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Dr. Duggan.
Okay. Now number 4 is to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.